Turn to the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians in chapter number 6. We're going to continue the study that we've been looking at now for several weeks and been looking at certainly the armor of God. And I hope and pray that God has encouraged you and challenged you and helped you through the preaching here out of Ephesians chapter number 6. And I want to continue that thought with the Lord's help this morning. But the first thing I want to do before I read the scriptures and preach today is got an anniversary. Chapter number 6. If you found your place in the precious Word of God, say amen. 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 Going to take our text today out of verse number 16, but as I have probably each message that I've looked at as far as looking at the armor, I want to start back up in verse number 10 and read down just through verse number 16. And, of course, we'll deal with verses 17 and 18 if the Lord will so, and maybe next week however the Lord directs our hearts. But today, again, I want to continue the thought on thinking about the spiritual warfare of the Christian, the spiritual warfare of the Christian, and talk about being prepared to face the daily battles. Because, as I've said, through the duration of preaching, through this particular certainly thought or text, we have talked about certainly the battles that we're going to face, the spiritual battles that we're going to face. And as Paul writes to the church at Ephesus and encourages them, of course, to be prepared for battle. Of course, certainly this is a spiritual battle. We realize this is certainly spiritual things that we're talking about, but certainly for emphasis' sake and illustration's sake, we've got our knight, and he's still right here where he's supposed to be, and he's ready to go to battle. That's the way you and I need to be this morning as God's children. And so I'm going to make just a few comments about some of the things that we've already looked at, but today I want to look at this morning for a few moments the shield of faith. The shield of faith. All right, if you found your place, I would ask you to stand or invite you to stand. If you're able to stand this morning out of the reverence of the reading of the Word of God. If you're not able to stand, then certainly that's okay. Ephesians chapter number 6, starting in verse number 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Notice that. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And notice again this phrase, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Verse 16 being our text this morning, above all. I want you to underline those words in your mind. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. May the Lord add His richest blessings to the reading of the precious Word of God. Let us pray. Father, we bow in Your presence once again today, Father, to thank You for another day on this side of eternity. Thank You for Your love and Your grace and Your mercy. And thank You again for this Lord's day that, Father, we've been able to come back to Your house to worship You in spirit and in truth. Thank You for the teaching of the Word of God. Thank You for the beautiful singing, Lord, that we've been able to enjoy this morning. Thank You for the moving of the Spirit of God in our hearts. And I just pray now, Father, as I stand in this place, I realize I stand in a place where no man can stand alone and accomplish the will of God. I pray, Father, You'd anoint me with fresh oil. God, once again, I pray that, God, You give me clarity of mind, clarity of speech. Father, as I stand in this place this morning, thank You for the reading of Your Word. And I pray now as we try to expound on some truths from the Word of God, some spiritual truths. I pray for those that are saved today that we would continue, Lord, to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus. God, we'd be equipped, Father, in these days, having done all to stand, Father, certainly in the evil day in which we live. Then, Father, I pray for someone here today, and Lord, they've never trusted You as their personal Lord and Savior. I pray You, the Holy Ghost of God, would convict them and draw them and bring them to the realization that, Father, the greatest need they have today is to call upon You for salvation. Once again, Father, I pray God, now, Lord, touch me and use me. Help me now to deliver the message You placed upon my heart. And Father, we'll thank You and praise You, Father, for what You have done, for what You're doing. and Lord, for what you're going to do. And it's in Christ's name we do pray. And all God's people said, amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing out of the reverence of the reading of the precious Word of God. For a few moments this morning, again, the spiritual warfare of the Christian being prepared to face the daily battles. Now, we've been talking about certainly the protective equipment that Paul is making reference to. And, of course, he's making reference to what we feel like is a Roman soldier, because that was what they were familiar with, certainly in that day. And we realize that, as we've been talking about the protective equipment, of course, in today's world, in today's technology, we understand that it's far different. Even in the night that we have up here before us, we understand that the time that Paul's writing about, and even the equipment that they had in this time period, is somewhat different as far as the equipment. But certainly the mind, the thought is the same this morning, and that's to have protection. Why? Because when you go into battle, you need to be protected as much as you possibly can. And so from our text today, we realize that Paul is writing about certainly that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, and certainly spiritual wickedness in high places. And so he is encouraging the believers there at Ephesus to put on the whole armor of God. And certainly you and I need this same armor. And of course, that being the person of the Lord Jesus Christ and His Word. And we know that certainly the armor started off with the girdle, or if you will, the belt of truth. And we talked about how that holds everything together, and how truth this morning will hold everything together. And then we talked about the breastplate of righteousness. In other words, the part that would cover the most vital organs, the heart and the lungs, and certainly how we need to protect our hearts in these days of evil. And then last week we talked about certainly the shoes, our feet to be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and certainly how important it was, as we talked about the walk and the importance of the shoes to those that were in battle. And we give you three thoughts about that. I'm not going to go back and look at those this morning. But that brings us now down to verse number 16 today. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. As we continue this study on the armor of God that each believer is encouraged and instructed to take, that we could stand and move forward in the battle, let us consider the importance of this shield of faith, because those fiery darts of the wicked are coming fast, they are coming frequently, and they are coming furiously, and certainly could take us out of the battle. Now we have before us this morning in our night, we see that he has a shield. That's kind of a small shield, and I'm going to give you some things about a Roman shield here in just a little while this morning that I pray and will give us some thoughts, some spiritual thoughts as far as protecting ourselves within this spiritual battle. As I said, those wicked darts, those wicked arrows are coming fast, frequently, and furiously. So we got to be able to stand certainly in this evil day. I want you to notice something from the text today in verse number 16. Now, not that certainly the girdle or the belt of truth is not important, because it is. Not that the breastplate of righteousness is not important, because it is. Not because the shoes of the soldier is not important, because they are. But today, notice Paul starts out in this verse number 16, above all, taking the shield of faith. And so I begin to consider that, talking about that shield of faith. Notice the importance and the emphasis Paul is putting on the shield of faith. Again, faith in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ and His Word. Why? Because we realize today that without faith, it's impossible to know God. And this morning, it is impossible, according to the Scriptures, according to the book of Hebrews, it's impossible to please God. Simply this morning, friend, what I'm saying today, that certainly you and I must put our faith in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ and His Word. Man, I'll tell you, there's nothing any more important this morning than placing your faith in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, my friend, I want you to consider, have you placed your faith in Him today and in His Word, or have you placed your faith in something else today? Friend,
I'm telling you today, I'm afraid there's many people that has placed their faith, and certainly this morning, in their denomination, maybe in their religious thoughts and their religious the things that they do religiously this morning. Friend, that will not work. You must place your faith in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, not only for salvation, but if we're going to serve Him today, if we're going to live for Him, if we're going to stand in the battle and be everything God wants us to be, then friend, I'll tell you, it's going to take faith. This is a walk of faith today. Oh, my friend, as they sing about beautifully, as I've already said in the choir, we walk by faith now. But aren't you glad one day, thank God, if we have truly put our faith and our trust in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, that when we leave here, hallelujah, thank God, we'll see Him as He is. I cannot imagine what that's going to be like. But friend, I can promise you it's going to really be good. And you don't want to miss out on it. But now God requires that you and I simply walk by faith. And so this morning, are you walking by faith? Do you have that shield of faith in place this morning, so when those fiery darts begin to come your way this morning, that you can knock those fiery darts down? Again, without faith, it's impossible to know God. It's impossible, certainly, to please God, to serve God effectively. I wrote this down. Everything that we are, everything that we do, or anything that we could ever accomplish as a Christian this morning has to come through the avenue of faith and faith alone. Faith in the person, again, of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our salvation, our service, our sanctification, our standing, our staying in the battle, our shining as a light, our being salt, as God's called us to be. Friend, will have to come through the avenue of simply putting our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and in His Word. So this morning, you cannot preach this Bible from the book of Genesis to the book of the Revelation without preaching on this thing called faith. Why? Because that's what God is requiring of you and I, that we trust Him this morning by faith. And I'm glad it's that way. That makes it level this morning. That makes it even this morning. Friend, and it's up to you and it's up to me whether or not we're going to trust Him. Listen, there's going to be battles to come. There's going to be difficulties that's going to come. The fiery darts are going to be shot at each and every one of us here this morning. And the only way that you and I can stand is we're just going to have to trust God in the difficulties of the battle. When the storm comes, when the trouble comes, when the persecution comes, friend, I'll tell you, we've got to have the shield of faith. And so Paul places a lot of emphasis, if you will, importance on this shield of faith. Above all, taking the shield of faith. This morning, what is it? Who is it? And where is my faith? And where is your faith? Now, there's three particular things that I want to talk about when we talk about the shield, and especially the one that the shield that probably most of the Ephesians would have known about, or certainly would have would be able to identify with, if you will. There's three things that I found out about this Roman shield. First of all, it was large enough about the size of a door. And that's a pretty good size shield. Amen. That would have this beat all to pieces. But again, we have to understand the time period and the hand-to-hand combat and the things. I mean, they'd use rocks. They'd fling arrows. Anything that they could get a hold of to throw at you, that's what the enemy would throw at you. That kind of sounds like our enemy. Anything he can find, he will try to throw at you. So they had, not only was there the shield, the one that was the size of a door, they did have some smaller shields. But this was the main shield for battle. It was again about the size of a door. And that's what Jesus said in the Gospel of John. He said, I am the door. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad, thank God, He's the door unto salvation. I'm glad He's the door of security this morning. Hallelujah. Thank God. Aren't you glad? Thank God He said even there in the Gospel of John, if you are in His hand, that no man can pluck you out. Hallelujah. This morning I'm glad that not only am I saved by faith, but I'm glad because of what God has said in His Word that I'm secure in faith. And so today that shield was big enough, like a door, and the reason it was that big and it was curved, the shield would be curved so that they would fit around the soldier's body. Isn't that amazing? That shield was about the size of a door, and it was curved so that it would protect them as they moved forward in battle. That's personal security. I'm glad that I have personal security in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, the arrows come. Oh, yes, the enemy does everything that he can this morning to throw at us, to take us out of battle, to get us discouraged, and all the things that the enemy tries to do. But, boy, you put up that shield. Thank God, I'm telling you what, there's glory to you. There's nothing that can get around that shield. There's nothing that can get through that shield. Hallelujah, this morning, thank God for the protection that we have through and by the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, friend, if you don't know Him this morning, I'll tell you, I invite you to Calvary. Hallelujah, thank God today. Hallelujah, this morning, friend, and be saved by the good grace of God. Why, thank God, because He's the only door. He's the only way. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh to the Father but by me, is what Jesus Himself said. And not only for salvation, but for security. I'm glad I can pillow my head at night and have security and peace that passes all understanding. Why? Thank God, because of the security I have in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. God can when I can't. Hallelujah, this morning. I'm so glad I'm trusting in Him today, my friend. But that Roman shield was large as a door and curved so that they could stand and move forward in the battle for personal protection. But secondly, not only did I find that the size of a door and how it curves for personal protection, but I found this interesting. It was also wide enough so that it could be buddied up to the shields of other soldiers. Hey, man. You say, preacher, what's that got to do with us? We're in this thing together. Amen. Or let me say, we should be in this thing together. We should be battling together. I understand we're all going to face our personal battles. And thank God for the shield. But isn't it good this morning to know that you got some brothers and sisters in the Lord this morning that know Christ, that you can butt your shield up against their shield, and you can fight together for the glory of God, that you can battle together against principalities, against powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And listen to me this morning, we need that as a church. We need that as a family. Thank God. Why? Because the enemy is going to attack personally. He'll attack your family. He'll attack this church. Anything he can to get through. And we ought to stand together, thank God, with the shield of faith and say, God, we're just going to stand with you. We're just going to believe you. We're just going to trust you. I'm telling you this morning, church, if we get a hold of this today, it'd help us this morning immensely. Thank God we ought not to be fighting against one another. Thank God there's enough devil out there to fight. There's enough hell, hounds of hell to fight. We ought to fight together for the cause of the Lord Jesus Christ and the cause of our families and the cause of this church. We ought to thank God, fight together. How do we do it? Stand together with the shield of faith today, my friend. The shield of faith. I found that interesting. Some of you have seen some of them old pictures and movies they made, and they'd have those shields out there in front, and they'd stand side by side. elbow to elbow. And praise God, they'd move forward in the battle. All the stuff that was being shot at them, all the stuff that was being thrown at them. They stood together and moved forward. Are you moving forward in the battle this morning? You say, well, preacher, I'm backing up a little bit. Friend, if you'll notice, everything are the protective equipments for the front. It's for the front, not for the back. It's time you move forward in your Christian life. It's time for you to get out of the rut you're in. Amen. And I realize everybody's going to go through circumstances, situations, and we're all going to get down that. We're all going to get in the rut once in a while. But friend, praise God, let's don't stay there. There's too much to be done. Not much time to do it in. Notice, not only the size of it as far as personal protection, but also it was wide enough so that it could be buddied up to the shields of other soldiers when they were fighting together. They could stay in formation and keep fighting. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying let's stay in formation and keep fighting. When the enemy comes along and he begins to hurl those darts and those arrows, those fiery darts, and I'll talk about that in just a moment. But when he begins to hurl those, and he's going to, there's one thing you can say about the enemy. He don't give up easy. Amen. He doesn't give up easy. If we were as faithful as he was, friend, it'd be amazing what we could see God do. You say, preacher, do you believe that? Absolutely, this morning. I believe that with all my heart. If we just believe God and trust God and move forward together this morning for the glory of God, there's no telling what God would do. Hallelujah, in our families and in this church and in our hearts. Oh, help us. Thank God this morning. Thank you for the personal protection that I have through the shield of faith. But also, Lord, I want to thank you for the protection that I have, the shield of faith this morning. When we put them together, thank God, and go on for the glory of God. I'm telling you today, friend, hallelujah, God can. As I said last week, I'm glad God can. And there's some things that's worth standing for. There's some things worth battling for. And friend, you say, preacher, what is it? It's the souls of men, women, boys and girls to come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus and to live for God and be everything God wants them to be. I was so impressed with our young people this week. They just done a great job all week of learning and singing and working together. I commend the men of God that were helping our young people this week. Matter of fact, one of them will be here in September, Lord willing, one will be here in February of next year, just to work with our young people on a Sunday. Preach to us. Keep them encouraged. Well, you know why? Because I want to keep them in the battle. I want them to see what I have. If they don't have it, it's what they need. And if they've got what I've got, that they just keep letting it grow and grow and grow and stand in the battle. Do you understand this morning, if we don't teach these young people to stand in the battle? And thank God the devil don't have them all. Hey, man, he don't have them all. Praise God, it's up to us to stand in the battle, not to tuck tail and run, not to give up, not to quit, not let the enemy, hallelujah, not to let the enemy penetrate and destroy what we have. It'd be worth it all just to see them, for those that are saved, continue to grow. It's going to take some fighting together. Not fighting against one another. I see too many churches, too many Christians that are fighting against one another. Amen. Yeah, fighting against one another. And I preach it often. I'm going to continue to preach it often. How that we need unity in the body of Christ. And the amazing thing about it, as I preach this text, is not so much fighting as there is just standing. Just standing. But the third thing, I said there was three things that I wanted to give you about this Roman shield. Number one, the size of it. It was large enough, again, about the size of a door, and it curved around. So fit around the soldier's body for personal protection. It's also wide enough so they could be buttied up against the shields of another soldier when they were fighting together in formation. Thirdly, I really like this. You thought those two were good. I really like this one. You say, well, preacher, what is it? Well, hold on just a minute. I'm going to give it to you. The third thing that I found out about this Roman shield is before going to battle, they would purposely soak their shield in water. They would take that big shield and they would put it in water and let that thing, a lot of times they were made either out of wood or animal skin. Of course, later on, there was some metal. But for those that were made out of animal skins or some kind of wood, they would purposely, before going to battle, would soak it in water. Preacher, why in the world would they do something like that? Well, I'm going to tell you, they would purposely soak their shields in water until they were completely water saturated. You say, what's that got to do to us? Hold on a minute, I'll tell you. They were completely water saturated, so when the enemy would shoot the fiery arrows and darts, it would extinguish them. Oh, isn't that good? It's not that the enemy's not out there, because we've already established that he is. And here Paul is talking about those fiery darts. See, the people in Ephesus knew exactly what Paul was writing about and teaching them about, because, of course, in that day, they would take those arrows and they would wrap them certainly in different things, and they would set them on fire, and then they would begin to shoot them at the soldiers. But they had that shield up, and they'd already soaked it in water. And so when that arrow would hit in that shield, it would extinguish it. It was so water saturated that it would put the fiery dart out. Oh, my soul, hold on a minute, friend. I'm telling you, say, preacher, why are you getting excited? Because I've got a shield of faith here this morning. Thank God, I'm telling you what's the truth. If I'll get my life saturated, thank God, in this shield of the Word of God, and when Satan, the enemy, the wicked one, begins to fire those fiery darts, I'll tell you what, stand behind that shield of faith, and you know what it's going to do? It'll extinguish them. It'll put them out. Hallelujah. Don't go any farther. It doesn't cause any damage. I'm telling you this morning, thank God for the shield of the Word of God. Oh, this morning, friend, you say, preacher, I just can't go on. Preacher, I don't have all the answers. I don't either. But friend, sometimes God just says, trust me, trust me, trust my word. And could I say, he's trustworthy? Could I say he's faithful? Could I say this morning that he's never failed? Oh, my friend, when the enemy begins to shoot those fiery darts, if you'll saturate your heart, saturate your soul, saturate your life with the Word of God, those darts will be extinguished. Too many people today that call themselves Christians running around with their head in the sand, defeated, disturbed, discouraged. Could I ask you a question? Is that the way God wants you to live? Is that the way God wants me to live? Oh, absolutely not. I understand we're all going to go through things. Oh, I understand that, because I go through them myself. But friend, if you'll get behind the shield of faith of the Word of God and saturate your soul and your mind and your heart in the Word of God, when those fiery darts come, that shield of faith will just put them out. Why? Because you know better. I'm afraid some people have been saved for years, and they don't know enough of the Word of God that when the fiery dart comes, they don't know enough of the Word of God to put it out. See, he's a liar and the father of all lies. See, he can't get our soul if you're saved. He can't get it. It's not his to get. I've already established that. Jesus said, if you're in the palm of his hand, no man can pluck you out.
Right. Amen.
But see, what he wants to do is take you off the battlefield. Anytime you study about battle and you study about soldiers, the thing they want to do is take the soldiers off the battlefield. Because the more soldiers they take off the battlefield, the greater percentage is that they'll win. And I'll be honest with you, we look at the world we're looking at today, it almost looks like he's winning, doesn't it? I mean, it really does. Oh, it's sad. It is sad. No wonder Paul wrote about to Timothy about in the last days, those perilous times, those dangerous times. Friend, I believe we're right in among them. If there's ever been a time that God's people needs to get armored up and stand, it's in the day and hour in which we live. Y'all do it for yourself. Y'all do it for your family. Y'all do it for your church. Y'all do it for your community. Y'all do it for your country. Amen. Well, I'll promise you this this morning. The only thing that will change America is old-time, heaven-sent Holy Ghost revival. They can sit up there in Washington, D.C., and I this morning, it doesn't make any difference to me if you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, or whatever else they might have up there. They're not going to solve America's problems. I'll be honest with you, it seems like all they can get done is compound them. Amen. I mean, there's more division in the United States of America right now today than there's probably ever been. Somebody's just going to have to stand. Somebody's going to have to stand. The preachers need to stand. Preach the Word of God. Live by the Word of God. Be compassionate, but stand on this Word. Thank God God's people that say the Sunday school teachers need to stand. The deacons need to stand. The choir needs to stand. The prayer warrior needs to stand. Listen this morning. We need to stand. Having done all to stand, above all, taking the shield of faith. You're just going to have to trust God. See, faith, trust in God, letting God worry about the results. Boy, that's hard to do sometimes, isn't it? I don't know about you, but it is for me. I'm just being honest. And there's probably not a day goes by that the old devil don't try to hurl one of them old fiery darts right at me. I found it amazing as I was studying about those arrows as well. A lot of those arrows would actually have something, some kind of thing that would be on the inside of those things. And when they would hit something, they would ignite and start a fire. If them old boys had that chill saturated in the water, it would extinguish it. That's what the word quench here in our text means this morning. It means to extinguish. It means to put it out. There's one thing about a fire, even if it's a little small fire. If you let it hang around and you feed it, what happens to it? It gets bigger and bigger. Have you ever had one of the devil to throw one of them old fiery darts and, boy, get something on your mind? And maybe nobody even said anything or done anything, but the more you ponder on it, and the more that you feed it, the bigger it gets. And the first thing you know, you've got a roaring blaze going on. Hallelujah, it's done got you discouraged. Done got you out of heart. Done got you out of church. Done got you to quit praying. Done got you to quit reading your Bible. Done got you to quit raising your hand and praising God once in a while. Done got you out of the choir. Done got you out of the Sunday school. I'm telling you this morning, friend, you better watch out for these fiery darts that the enemy is hurling your way. It's big enough and curved enough to bring personal protection. It was wide enough so that you could butt it up and be co-laborers together. That's what the Bible says. To be co-laborers together. And then they would saturate it in water so when those fiery darts were shot, it would put them out. Now I wonder this morning, how many of us, including myself, is standing behind the shield of faith above all. Now, not man's opinion, not man's doctrine, but the Word of God, and standing behind the Word of God. See, you don't have to stand on it because it'll stand for itself. God just wants you and I to believe it. Do you have your shield of faith? Do you know what you believe and why you believe it? Could we take 10 questions out of the New Testament and you'd be able to answer those 10 questions out of the New Testament concerning your Christian life, concerning your Christian walk, concerning your Christian dedication? Wow. Fire dart. He knows where the weaknesses are. When he begins to hurl those fiery darts, if you're saturating this, it just goes out. But if it's not, it engulfs in flames. And instead of moving forward, you're running for your life. Amen. I mean, if I was behind one of those shields and one of those arrows caught on fire and caught the shield on fire, I guess I'd run for my life too. And so would you. Ha 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 ha. Man, do you understand this shield of faith? He can't penetrate. He can't do nothing with this. You want to know why? Because his doom lies in this shield of faith. I preached that when I was talking about the enemy this morning. Above all, taking the shield of faith. Wherewith? Maybe. Well, they don't say that, does it? Hang with me here just a minute. Ye shall be able to quench. What's that next word? What does all mean? All means all, and that's all means. All. The fiery darts of the wicked. Now, if you're here today without Christ, you say, preacher, I'm not having any problems with that. Well, I assure you, probably not. Because these are only going to come to believers. Could I say you need to be saved today? Well, preacher, that sounds like something I just don't want to get involved in. Friend, it'll be worth every mile, every trial, every tear to give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus. Let me give you a couple of things and I'll close. All that was just introduction. I'm just kidding. But I thought about a few of those fiery darts. And I'm going to go over just a couple here quickly and I'm going to give invitation and let you go. I thought about those fiery darts of doubt. Does the enemy ever pull back and throw in them fiery darts of doubt at you? He specializes in it. Especially when you first get saved. You remember back when you first got saved? How that old sorry rascal, he'd come around and say, oh, I can remember it just as good as if it was yesterday. And it was 30 years ago. And it's better today even when it was then. But boy, he'd come to me and he'd say, boy, you just made a fool out of yourself this morning. He'd say, oh, you didn't really get anything. Oh, there wasn't no change in your life. You just made a fool out of yourself. Huh? But I'm glad I could go back to a place at Flint Hill Baptist Church. I had an altar on a Sunday morning. Thank God for the very best I know how. By faith, I called out to the Lord Jesus Christ to come into my heart and save me and redeem me. And I'll tell you what, the longer I got in that and the more I believed that and trusted that, I'm telling you what, he had to flee. But it's amazing how he flings those arrows of doubt. Not only in salvation, but in our service. When you do something for God, why, you can't do nothing for God. Who do you think you are doing anything for God? Just flinging them arrows. Well, if you get saturated in this book, see, just like salvation or any other thing in trusting God, it's not about your feelings. I don't always feel saved. And if you do, I'd like to talk to you after the service. I may not always feel saved, but I'm glad I've got a time and a place where I trusted not in me, but in Him by His Word. Amen. Faith is what? Taking God at His Word. I may not always feel saved, but I'm glad I am saved. Sometimes when you try to do something for God, boy, it brings them old arrows of doubt and say, why, you ain't doing nobody no good. Ever done you like that? Oh, you just made a fool out of yourself. Why do you even want to try to do anything for God? Well, I'd rather try to do something for Him, and even if I do fail, than to live for the devil.
Amen. Yes.
Even in my failing, if it can help somebody else, then to God be the glory.
Amen.
He didn't ever tell me I'd be successful. He just said, go. But I'm amazed how He shoots those arrows at that. How are you going to put them out? Get behind the shield. Get saturated in the Word of God. I thought not only about the arrows of doubt, and all these kind of go hand in hand, but the arrow of confusion. A lot of confused people today. Now, do you think it's God trying to confuse you? I can promise you why. I'll tell you why, because He said in His Word, He's not the author of confusion.
Amen.
That's what He said. There's a lot of confused people today. They don't know which way to go. They don't know which way to turn. And they're searching for something. Let me tell you what you need. You need Jesus. And you need to put faith in His Word. I thought about confusion. I thought about discouragement. Those arrows of discouragement. Oh, how He likes to fling those. I thought about the arrows of temptation. It's not a sin to be tempted. Because all of us are going to be tempted. But aren't you glad the Scripture teaches that He makes a way of escape? It's not a sin to be tempted, but it is a sin if we give in to the temptation. But even if we give in to the temptation, aren't you glad? Thank God if we're faithful and just, or if we'll confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Even if we give in to the temptations. Now, I'm not telling you to go out here when He tempts you because He's going. And boy, I think about our young people and how they're being tempted. Boy, you better get your shield of faith up because those darts of temptation are going to come your way. Thought about the darts of fear. Did you ever try to get in your mind, your heart, shoot those darts of fear? What about the darts of compromise? Preacher, I just don't know where we ought to stand on the old time way. Well, as long as it works, let's stand. There's enough people compromising. Preacher, it won't be popular. Never has been. And it never will be. But I don't want to compromise the truths of the Word of God today. See, when we compromise the truths, instead of saturating our shield, we dry it out. Arrows come. Gets us all out of sorts. And I could go on and on this morning. It's all kinds of those fiery darts that He shoots. Now, illustration. Is your shield like this? Is your shield like this? Or is it like the one we've talked about today? Protects the whole body. Curves around, wide enough to butt up against another soldier and keep fighting, and saturated so that when the fiery darts come, it extinguishes them. Now, I don't know about you. I'll have to commend this fellow. He's been right here ready to go to battle the whole time. 3 or 4 weeks now, been right here. This is what he had in his day. I'm sure he probably had a shield that maybe was a little bigger than that. But I'm afraid today that our shield sometimes is like this instead of like the one Paul's talking about. Oh, how we need to saturate our hearts, our minds, and our souls in the water of the Word of God. How do you stand with God today? Where is your faith? Who's your faith in? If you're saved today, you're saved because you put your faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, according to the book of Romans. Have you put your faith in Christ today? And then this morning, what kind of shield are you standing behind? Are you letting those fiery darts just absolutely come at you and take you out? Or have you got your mind and heart saturated in the Word of God? I'm disappointed when I see folks that say they're Christian, they say they're Christians, but they never really seem to live like it. There seem to be no separation. People seem today want to say they're a Christian, still talk like the world talks, walk like the world walks, go the same places the world goes, never have any convictions about anything. Isn't that sad? And that should break our heart, but I just wonder this morning how it breaks the heart of God. Oh, I'd say it really breaks His heart. I'm afraid today too many people carrying a shield like that. Still carrying a shield that's big as a door. Saturated with the Word. Standing behind the door of the Lord Jesus. Saturated with His Word. And living separated for God. How is it with you today? How is it with me today? Only you and God can answer that question. As we stand our feet all over the building this morning, how do you stand? Are you having done all to stand? And above all, taking the shield of faith. Brother Curtis comes and gets us a song. Father, we love You today. Thank You for loving us. Thank You for the precious Word of God. Thank You for the wonderful illustration that You have left us in Your Word. That above all, that we're to take the shield of faith. That God, that we're just to trust You and to walk with You and to live for You and to stand. And having done all to stand in this evil day, I pray that You'd help us this morning. I pray that You'd help me. Lord, I realize there's times I let those old fiery darts just come penetrating through and cause all kinds of doubts and discouragements. Lord, help me to get up the shield of faith of the Word of God. Just trust You. Lord, there may be somebody here today that's never been saved. I pray, God, would You speak to their heart right now and help them to see that the only way they can be saved is come and trust You, Father, by faith. Then maybe there's Christians here today that, Lord, they just want to come and ask You to help them to get their hearts and their minds saturated with the Word of God. And stand behind the shield of the Word of God and stand in this evil day. Stand for their personal growth and their family. For the church. Lord, it's Your invitation. I commit it to Your hands. I pray we'd be obedient, and it's in Jesus' name. Amen. What you got?